Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together to shine light on talented individuals in the Southwest Florida area. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Episode 120 with AJ Carter.
Roadrunner curated.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Sick, dude. So you were born and raised here?
Yes.
That's crazy, dude.
I was, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Kyle said you were. He was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. I'm like, yeah. What? That's crazy. Yeah. We always think it's crazy when we meet somebody that's born and raised here. Yeah. And we haven't really met yet, especially when we're like into the same stuff.
It's dang. No, I know. That's crazy. I'm sure we're going to talk about this, but like, so I was born in Naples. I know I was born in Lee Memorial. So I was born in Fort Myers, but I like went to school in Naples, lived in Bonita pretty much my whole life. I had like a family member had an address in Naples, so I like went to school in Naples. But yeah, I've like grown up basically say from like the North Fort Myers Bridge to like Golden Gate, all over.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Bizarre, dude. When did you get into skating?
So I actually just found it. Maybe I can like, you can clip it in or something. Like, I don't know. I've got a video of like me getting my first like deck, and it's like the Tony Hawk, like the Falcon one, but the sideways one. Yeah.
What is it, AJ?
He don't know. He don't have no clue.
They're all like vertical, but it's just, and I'm like 8, 9.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, forever.
Wow. So where'd you grow up skating mainly?
So that's, like my front yard. My mom is like super like, she was so protective growing up. Like, I don't know, like she would let me go do stuff obviously, but like, not like going to the skate park. I'd go to the skate park like once every like 3 months. I don't know, never. Mm-hmm. But I would like, I had like handy family, so they built like quarters in the front yard. Like I had rail, you know, I had stuff to skate, but like never at the skate park.
True.
It's so rare. And it's crazy because my mom always worked like in Naples, like right by Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah. No, we were kind of the same way. There was a summer where when we were growing up, there was like a straight summer where we went to Fort Myers skate park all the time.
Yeah.
And then we went to Bonita sometimes. We went to skate parks sometimes, but our dad was also like in construction, so he was good with his hands, and he built us. Dude, he built us some sick obstacles.
Yeah.
Remember the rail he built us? He straight up welded us a rail, that little black flat bar.
No. Oh, the big chunky one. Yeah. That was crazy. I remember he built this box that was like a 2-step box with
it
the vertical
crazy.
Slope on it.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That was insane.
Yeah,
it was sick.
So it was almost like this. If this had like a second step, and then the in between was like a slope, so you could like wall ride in between. It was crazy. Yeah,
that was sick. I wish we had that today.
Right?
Yeah, I need that. So we had a lot of driveway sessions.
Yeah.
Was your road paved?
Yeah. It just
made
like,
a difference.
Yeah. It wasn't the best, but it was. I had what I had. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had enough space to like pull the stuff in the in the road if I needed to. Like I wouldn't like we had a slope driveway, so like I put the rail on the slope driveway, and then I put like a little kicker, like a little like mani pad in the street, and then just skate in the street.
We would do the same. Our road was like super crusty.
Yeah.
We would always want to like petition to get it repaved.
Yeah.
Dude.
Do you remember your first kickflip?
Yeah.
How long into skating was it before you landed a kickflip?
A while. Mm-hmm. I definitely started in elementary school. I couldn't kick up till like middle school, so it was definitely a while. And I don't mean like I started in fifth grade and then like sixth grade. It was probably like before I was like eighth grade. You kind of like grow into yourself,
mm-hmm.
and I could like flick the board around. So like probably like eighth grade. Yeah.
Did you learn kickflip before heel flip?
No.
You learned heel flip first.
Me too. Yeah.
Heel flip but like pretty, feet. But pretty close like. Proximity, because like I struggled. So I was a little kid, and then I got like chubby, and I could like I was just like elementary to like middle school. I was not athletic, so like I was just like couldn't do much. And then I by like eighth grade, I could like use my body, and I could kick flip and heel flip. That was like the extent of it, though.
What about the tray flip?
Nah.
Because tray flip is one that's like, dude, that takes a minute.
No, not until I was like skating, like, no. No, I actually like, so I was super into skating until like freshman year of high school, because that's when sports started for me. I was like, I mean, I played in middle school, but like, it was like, you've got it, you're going to go to college, you're going to play sports and like take this so serious. Mm-hmm. And that was like, those 4 years, I skated so minimal. It's like, so shitty.
But I feel you.
What high school did you say you went to?
Gulf Coast High School.
And what sport was your...
Lacrosse, football. I played a little bit of soccer, a little bit of track. Dude, everything.
Oh.
Everything.
Damn, true.
And like looking back, it's like, oh, I would trade it all to skate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think about that sometimes because we were in a similar position when like we were going into high school. It was like, I remember kind of having a decision to make.
Yeah.
I mean, mine was more like studying and like doing like the school stuff and skating rather than like joining the football team and stuff like that. Because I thought, like, I seriously thought about joining the football team, but I knew what it would take and I knew like kind of what it would take away from. Yeah. And I ended up deciding on just like doing more classwork type stuff and just skating in my free time rather than taking on an organized sport. And I don't regret it at all. Like when I think back on it, I'm glad I was skating through those years, you know.
It's like the good thing you get from the sports is like your friendships and stuff, which in any situation you would have made friends in a little bit. So like you're not gonna be like, oh, I would go back, and you know, because you have your friends, you're not gonna regret your friends. So like playing sports, unless you're gonna go play pro or something, like at the end of the day, what's like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not playing sports now. So, like, that's, like, I'm, like, in, like, I'm probably, like, 2 years out of college, I think. 2019. But right in the middle of COVID is when I graduated college. So, whatever. And, like, I'm not playing sports. So, it's, like, I'm, like, it's, like, the past. It's, like, not even a part of my life anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, good memories and stuff. But, like, skating just stayed, you know what I mean? Even if I wasn't like doing it that often, I could always go back on a board and kickflip and heel flip. But it's like, I wish I would have just skated.
Me too. Yeah. I'm right there with you. I quit through probably like 7th through like senior year of high school. I didn't pick up a board until like senior year of high school. Where I was driving to work, saw one in the trash. And I picked it up and started skating again.
Dude,
and
that's crazy.
I regret it too. I'm just like,
oh, it was a crazy resurgence too. I remember like when you started skating little by little, it like quickly became like a daily part of your life again.
Yeah, because the second I started skating again, I was like, why the F did I ever stop this, dude?
Exactly.
Like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Exactly.
Like just the feeling you get rolling on it, rolling away on tricks.
I wish, sometimes I think a lot about, I wish it didn't have to be a choice for like kids in schools, like, because the same things that you get from like organized sports, like the traditional sports like football, soccer, lacrosse, stuff like that, you get the same community and culture from a group of skaters.
Exactly.
Only difference is usually like you're meeting up at like a street spot with your skate friends or like whatever skate park's available. But I wish there was like a way in school to like have the same sorts of
gathering. I saw on a TikTok the other day, these kids are just like have a rail in their like in their gym in PE.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Are you kidding? Like, where was this at?
Bro.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, for someone who's like super sporty and maybe basketball is their sport of choice, they'll play in middle school, they'll play in high school, whenever they're out of school and they're not doing it as like a major competitive thing or professionally or whatever, they'll still meet up with their friends at the ball court
pickup.
And like,
play
pickup games because that's what they enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Skating's the same way. We're like, we're all just always going to skate. It's just what we do. It's what we enjoy. It's our activity of choice. I just wish that there was a way to like do it through school, you know, in like an organized way.
Dude, of course. Of course.
Skating's tricky, though.
Skating is tricky.
It is.
Yeah. It's like, whenever, it's like I see like skating stuff now and it's like, it has like, if it even has like a little bit of like a jockey type thing to it, I'm like, oh, I don't want any part of it. Like, I'm going to be over here with like the artsy express yourself skating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, that's not to say like, I don't like the people that take skating like a, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, they're going to be their job or like, it's going to be like a sport. Cause it is. And you're using your body, you know what I mean? It's like physical. You have to take care of yourself. You have to like, I feel like if you're going to do something, you've got to give it your all. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, if it's like, oh, you can't do this here, you gotta, it's like, take that somewhere else. Like, skateboarding is like the one place where it's like, it's just do what we do.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know.
It's cool because it's not the same, like system of progression like other sports where it's like with basketball it's you know what it takes to be like a good basketball player.
Yeah, there's like, no like rules. There's no strict, if I want to go skateboard and roll around on my butt all day, like you can, that's, I'm skating. I mean, yeah. I'm not, but I'm skating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or there's people like, you know, people like Jaws who can maybe not do a switch flip back tail, but can like jump off the biggest thing, and he is considered like one of the greatest. Yeah. And then there's people like Shane O'Neill who he's not going down 20 stairs, but he can do tricks nobody else in the planet can do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then, dude, do you watch Andy Anderson?
Yeah, he's wild.
He's like one of my favorite skaters lately. He's wild. He's a whole other category.
Yeah, it was cracking me up. Like, I was watching Tampa, and like the only thing about Andy Anderson being so out there, it's like he was doing the dark slide, but it was like the best trick, and all these guys are trying to do like crooks and Smiths, and it's like they go wax it up, here comes Andy Anderson dark slide, just immediately all the wax is gone. Then you see like the Foys and like what is it, Olsen, Jack Olsen, they're like waxing the shit out of the rail, and then here comes Andy Anderson again, dark slide. It was cracking me up, but it's sick to watch. He's just like all over the place, just like expressing himself, like,
dude, that
skating
trick was like something out of a Tony Hawk game.
Yeah, it was so long, it was crazy.
When we saw him trying it, I was like telling him, I'm like, bro, if he lands that's winning
the best. Because
that's like, that's on another level. Yeah, you know what
wild.
I mean,
he's wild. They can't even really judge him, like his runs. They don't even know how to judge his runs because he's doing stuff that, like, how do you stack up his like manual finger flip against like a backside flip? You know, there's no, like, it's weird. They don't. That's sick though. It's cool. It's just I feel like they don't even know how to judge him properly. He's wild.
That's also what makes it tough comparing it to some sort of traditional sport, because it isn't as easily judged. Exactly. And like street league, you even see times where. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's easy because they're all doing like similar tricks, back lip, kick flip, back lip. You can kind of like tier that, but then there's people throw out certain tricks, like someone like Andy Anderson or whatever, where it's not as easy to judge what like number rank that is, you know? Yeah.
I know you guys are like avid street league guys. You remember when like the weird tricks would be like Evan Smith would like air out of the stadium, and like that was like the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what happens if Andy Anderson's on there? Like, what are they get? You know, I'd be crazy. I don't know what they're...
Yeah. Because and another thing with him too is like a lot of his tricks, I'm sure a lot of the judges consider how easy the trick is for that person. Like Andy can do some stuff that's like he could do it first try.
Yeah, like 1 foot, 50-50. That one foot. Yeah, he's doing that every time. Yeah. But it's insane.
And I wonder how much that takes, because also there's someone like Shane O'Neill who could like switch back tail the big section as like a warm-up trick. Yeah. But then if someone like Nijah, well, maybe he could do it first try too. But, certain people where like that would be incredibly hard, like balls to the wall, like go for it type trick.
Definitely.
It's hard to judge, man. I envy the judges because I can't.
It's like judging art. Like, imagine an art contest. It's like, well, this guy is technically, his shapes, his lines are perfect, but this guy is... I've never seen anything like this. You know, that's how I think of skateboarding. And it's so cliche, like skateboarding is art, but like it is.
Yeah.
It's like, I think the closest thing you can like compare it to, and it's going to sound so wild, is like interpretive dancing. Because it's like, you're like doing these body movements.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing. Yeah. Like, right. And so, but it's like, I don't even know if interpretive dancing is choreographed or if it's like a freestyle thing, but skating can go either way too. You know what I mean? It's like, that's how I think of it, but.
Because a lot of times it's not, I mean, obviously skating is about like the tricks you learn and like progressing to trick difficulties, but it's also so much about how you do a trick, you know, like how you do a 360 flip compared to like whoever did one before you in their run or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite skater?
Yeah. Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Yes.
Reynolds.
It's just like too many things that are, it's like Florida, you know, just everything. There's too many good things, but yeah.
I love how in their Baker edits they've been dropping with how they've been doing like shorter YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
How the hell, he'll always have like a handful of tricks in the parts, and I'm always just, even if it's just like one line
or
something.
Just the other day he posted, it was like frontside 180, fakie Manny, kickflip out, and it's like, the comment was like, this felt like 50 tries, but it was 270. Like, dude, he's like 40 plus. 270 tries on a trick.
Oh,
like, think about going outside and just ollieing 270 times. You'd
insane.
Be so tired.
Yeah.
And then imagine doing, dude, crazy.
Jeez.
Dude, you gotta respect it. Dude. Guy Mariano also just came out with footage that I'm like, bro, that dude is in his 40s too, and he's still just killing it. Like,
Guy's been at the top since he was a kid. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
That's something I love about Street League is seeing, obviously, there's a bunch of new dudes, but the dudes that have been in it since like the beginning. The fact that P-Rod still kills it and like dominates contests and Nyjah and all these dudes that have been in it since the, you know, over a decade ago, and they're still doing it.
Dude, crazy. Mm-hmm. Nyjah is like on some crazy.
I'm really excited to see his street. Yeah. Footage. Did you see he was here?
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to make anything in there. You know what I mean?
I was just talking to him about it before you got here. I wonder. Because he said the 30th he's dropping a Disorder edit from that like whole Miami trip.
Really?
Did. Yeah. So if any of them got Fort Myers clips, we'll see. We'll see what they did.
That's cool. Evan Smith just had the wall ride. You see that in the Grimple video?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
Marshall filmed that. I was sick.
After I saw that on Marshall's Instagram, that like Evan Smith was here, I was like trying to speculate, like, oh, I wonder what tricks he did. Because I saw he was at the Centennial Rail.
Yeah.
And I saw he was at the Centennial, the Courthouse 6.
Yeah.
And I saw the front side wall ride marks. And I even thought, I was like, if anyone front side read that, it was Evan Smith. Yeah. And then he did.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's cool. It's a cool feeling.
It really
we
is.
We don't really get to like see people come here too often.
No.
Yeah. Super sick.
It's got to make people nervous, bro. All the tricks are going to get done.
Yeah. Dude, at Harborside. Harborside's like untapped, bro.
Untapped. Yeah, don't let Nyjah come back. Don't let him tell his friends.
Some of us that are trying like front boards on those, he'll be doing like kickflip back lip.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Yeah. How was your day today, though, dude?
My day was good. I worked the store all day, 12 to 8. And then I came over here. Yes, sir. Good day.
Yeah.
Good day.
Did you? You said you graduated college out of right as COVID was happening. You were graduating.
Virtual. Yeah.
Did you go straight from high school to college, or did you have a break between?
Yeah, I did. I did like the whole like fifth year extra. So I went to. So I graduated high school. Went to Florida Southern in Lakeland to play lacrosse. Right. I was there for a year and then like ended up hating the sport. Was like, I'm done, I hate this. Left, came to FGCU, took like, you know how like when you, summer classes, you only take like a couple classes? Basically I did that for a semester, so I only took like, I was like part-time, because I was doing construction, just like working and stuff, so that was like, probably like a semester off, and then right back into full-time at FGCU, played lacrosse, finished there, graduated during COVID.
Nice.
I hope that math works.
Yeah. That's so what was your degree?
Communications. Oh. Yeah. PR.
What made you choose that?
I just got to the point where I was like, I need to graduate. Let's go. So I went to, not that a communications is an easy degree. I just like already had like certain prerequisites and I was like, let's go. Switched it over to communications and got out.
Nice.
I'm not the brightest, crayon in the box. School is not for me. Maybe I'm smart, but I'm not like dedicated to school by any means.
Well, at least you got a degree.
Yeah.
Because I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I hate school.
Yeah.
Hated school.
I remember like, just like getting like, not cramps, like butterflies, thinking like the tests and checking my grade. I hated school. Hated school. Like, whatever. Don't we all? I feel like everyone does. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you got through it, dude.
Yeah, you got through it. Yes, sir.
At what point did you want to open, like, Roadrunner? When did that come into works?
So, originally Roadrunner was just going to be, like, sneakers and clothes. Because that's, like, that's what I was, like, head first in. Like, that's what I did. I was selling, in high school, I had all the Jordans, everything. Everything.
Oh, what? That's
sick. It was all crazy. And then, I, like, had all this stuff. And I was doing the, like, sales on Instagram and stuff, like, through college, but really like on the back burner, not really doing it. But then I got to the point where I had this like stock of just way too much stuff that I needed to like move. I needed to get rid of it. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just take all this stuff to like Round Two or like one of the big like retail store or resale stores and just trade it all in and get some things and just be done. My mom is like, you should just open a store, like sell this, open a store. You can do this. You've been doing it for years. And I'm like, you know what? I'll sleep on it. Slept on it, woke up, and like the next day we're looking for lease, like for rentals.
Wow.
And then I called Jim, who's my partner there, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna do this. like, I'd love to have you do this with me. Like, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be you. Let's go. And he took a chance and we did it. So,
heck yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, so then I'm like, okay, I'm already doing this store. Like, we're already here. It's going to happen. Like, there's no shops. I mean, there's like Ride and there's nothing in Naples. There's Zoomies and stuff. But like, there's nothing like right here. So I was like, I never had a skate shop because I couldn't go all the way to Brotherhood. And like, I just didn't have one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bought our boards from like Zoomies, CCS, stuff like that. So I was like, I'm going to do it. Like watching the Nine Club with Dom DeLuca from Brooklyn Projects.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm unpacking the decks and like the wheels, and he's like, you know, skate shops make no money. You know, if you're going to open a skate shop, it isn't for any money. You know, you think I make any money selling these skateboards? I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, what am I going to do? But it works. It's all good, you know. And it's like, the best thing about the store is the vintage, because like, the vintage and the hype stuff makes the money so there can be a skate shop. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's almost like a perfect little formula.
Yeah, because it's like the same thing as a regular, like, you're like run of the mill skate shop, but instead of selling like all these like Shake Junt t-shirts or something, which I mean, they're cool, but you can get them anywhere. Like, so we sell all like this rare, hard to find vintage stuff. So just, I don't know, it's like a better, for us at least, it's like a not like a gimmick, but it's like a, it's like what sets us apart from
other things. Yeah, it's sick, dude. It's sick.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely.
I appreciate
and it's needed. Like you said, like we had Brotherhood back in the day, but once it closed, there's no skate shop around. And there's been people who are trying to like start some stuff, but really there's no like brick and mortar building for people to go get skate supplies.
And that's insane. Like, skateboarding isn't like by any means like small.
Yeah.
I mean, it's small, but it's, how many people do you know skate? Like, a lot of people skate. A lot of people. How many boards do you need? You need boards all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy, but yeah, think about how much money Zoomies makes. Like, there's obviously a need for skating, for skate supplies. I mean, I know they really just sell the clothes and pants and whatever, skate shoes, but, like, I was like, it makes sense. If I can do it, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then everyone started, like, accepting the applications, and I was like, all right, let's go. And it was like, scary. Adding the skating was so, like, scary, but so, like, sick. You know what I mean? It was like, I don't know if it's going to work, but we gotta try, right? We have this, like, worst case, we sell like our first run of boards that we buy like on sale. No one's gonna shop here, but it ended up working out great. It's good.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm super stoked.
What year did you guys open?
We opened, I should know this. Let me check. I should definitely know this. Oh, no, same thing. Gotta be 2019 because we were set to open the week before quarantine.
Wow.
No, the week, like, sorry. So, like, we're planning our opening day, and then quarantine happened. So, like, we would have been, like, a week into quarantine.
Wow.
So, everything was shut down, nothing. So, we're like, okay, great.
Dang.
How'd you get through that?
So, here's that story. So, we basically took the time to, like, okay, now we're going to take it as, like, a, let's go, like, full force, let's get new racks, new, like, let's make it, you know, doubles down on like what we're doing, right? Okay, so we do that for like a month. How long was like actual strict quarantine here? Like month and a half or longer? I don't want to sound.
It was real strict. It was about that. Like, I would say a couple months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was a little spoiled because I was, I do AC, like HVAC tech, so I had like the essential pass. So I was,
I was in a grocery store.
Yeah, I was everywhere. But, yeah, so however long the strict quarantine was, we basically, like, improved the shop and everything that we did. So then the lockdown lifts. The neighbor to us, their unit floods.
Dang.
Floods through our walls, floods through next, floods, like, half of our plaza.
Wow.
We have all of our clothes on the floor because we're, like, prepping, we're tagging clothes, getting everything ready. Crazy.
Oh my god. Flood.
So then they had to come and like redo all the walls. Redo. We had like, as you walked in, we had like AstroTurf on the floor. All got ruined. It was so nuts. Like, then at that point, I'm like, oh my god, this is not going to work. You know what I mean? It's like every time we like go on, something bad happens and we're back. And then something, it's crazy. But we just filed insurance claim and all that good stuff like you have to do, and like waited and ended up like being okay. The most of the clothes were okay because they're clothes, they get dirty, you wash them. We just spent so much time doing laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang.
Cleaning stuff, and like some stuff was definitely ruined, and but I don't, it could have been way worse, so I'm not, I don't want to be like all the, you know, all the sympathy in the world, but it was tough. And then we opened, crazy how it worked out, on my birthday. It was August 12th, my birthday. It was nuts. It was it all like went so smooth. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was cool.
And you've been going ever since?
Yeah, ever since.
That's
congrats,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah,
man,
thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. I think we're like a little over a year and a half now. Yeah.
Sick.
Congrats, dude,
thank
for
you.
Getting
thank
through
you.
That. Because like not only is that tough to actually get through, but just to keep your spirits up enough to keep going is tough.
I appreciate it. A little bit of a struggle.
And I think, dude, vintage is getting, I know it's been huge, but I feel like it's getting so much bigger.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's popping off, so I feel like you being where you're at, too, is a real sweet location.
Yeah, it's nice, because it's, like, the one thing I needed it, like, to be is by the college, because if I'm going to sell clothes, like, I've got to be, have, like, a market, you know what I mean? And, like, that's the biggest market of, like, people, like, of the age that are going to go out and buy a vintage shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we found that spot, and it was great. I can't complain, you know, like it's so sick.
What, and the way you've been able to tie in skating is sick. Like, I really like honestly was sleeping on it until we did the video premiere there. We got to shred, and I
was
like,
so
dude,
stoked.
This setup is freaking fire, dude.
It was sick. That was a sick night. That was sick.
Yeah. Back in the day, like way back in the day, we used to go to Zoomies and Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
And we would like skate there. They had a little like, what was it, like just a box, or would we just skate like flat?
I think just flat ground. We would just play games of skate. We'd move the racks and we'd play games of skate.
Yep. And even that was fun. But dude, at your shop, that was so sick.
So
like,
much fun.
The quarters, the box, the rail. You got it all, dude.
I didn't expect it to be so big. Like, whenever I see the edits and stuff that like Kyle and Mondo were posting, I thought it'd be like kind of cramped. But it's really
at
like,
first it was. So it was like, so like the ideal retail space is like supreme, because that's like the gold standard, right? So the way they have it set up is clothing along the walls, nothing in the middle, like open floor panel in the middle, benches that are like skatable. A lot of people don't know that because they think Supreme's like super like mainstream now, but it's still at its core, like to this day when they build a store, it's still the same way, so you could skate inside. Some have bowls, some have different, it's really, really cool. So that's like what I was going for. I was like, all right, let's mount the racks to the wall. We've got everything in the middle is on wheels, so worst case, you just slide it out of the way. It was tight, though, before, because we had the quarters set up like a mini. And it was fun, but it wasn't enough. They weren't wide enough. It was too. It just didn't work out. So then we switched it to where we had one quarter in the front, one quarter on that fence where it is. And you'd like float. It was like a park. But I didn't like having the half pipe or the quarter in the window, because I feel like if people come by, they're like, what's going on? There's a skate park. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just put it over there and wrote like, for display only. all the skate stuff I was like, for display only. There's like no skating signs everywhere. It's just, you know.
Did you say the neighbors get on to you for this, the noise sometimes?
So I am blessed with the coolest neighbors ever. So we have the neighbors to the left of us are like a pack and chip store, and they're like the sweetest couple. They're so nice. So sick. Like, they like come check on it. Like, just great. To the right, we have a nail salon, and it's owned by like a group of people like probably like in like their 40s, so like they're young and they're just super cool. They're cool. I just like, out of like obviously respect for their places, I don't skate until they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But if they close at 5, you know, you're open till 8. That's at least 2 hours of skating, and I got the key, so
for sure.
Till we can go to 2 in the morning, you know, we don't usually, but it's so sick. It's fun. It's like a little kid, you know. It's like I'm like spoiled because I can just skate in the store whenever it's raining. Okay, I'm just gonna go skate in the, even though like a Sunday we're closed, but it's raining. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go skate the store.
Perfect flat ground.
Yeah. So spoiled.
Sick, dude. That's awesome. That's sick.
And there's so much room for expansion, dude. Like, as you keep going, there's so I'm just imagining, I wonder how business would do on the skate shop, I mean on both sides, but especially the skate shop side, if parks start going up around here, you know, like if one went up in somewhere in Estero, or even the Bonita one they're doing next year.
I was still gonna say, hopefully that Bonita one comes soon, dude.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I know.
I think I heard Kyle saying 2023, like October 2023 or something like that.
Amazing. That'd be amazing. I would love to have like another shop over there, just like, and even just do boards, just to have them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I could, I don't know. It'd be sick.
What is it? What kind of process is it to like get certain brands to sell in the shop?
So some brands go through like are through one like distributor. So like NHS, there's like NHS and Deluxe. They handle like most of your brand, just Spitfire, Indie, Real, Antihero. Like most, like they're like you like to split down the middle of like, you know, or, like one or the other. And then, but then there's like Baker Boys. They have Baker, Birdhouse, Deathwish, like all those brands, Illegal Safe, Heroin, like all those companies. But then you have like a quasi where it's just through them, or you have like, okay, so Theories does, for me, they do dial tone wheels, they do hops, they do Traffic, they do Theories, Five Borough, that, you know, a bunch of different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the smaller companies try to go through a distributor unless they can do it themselves, I feel like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
so it's just like, as long as you have like your licensing and stuff to sell and whatnot, usually you send an application and they find out you're like legit. It's usually pretty nice and smooth.
You just build a relationship with them at that point?
Yeah.
Nice. I wonder if the pros, like how Shane O'Neill started April and Paul with Primitive and Nigel with Disorder, is all of that, you think, through them? They're not going through any distributors?
So I don't know. I actually don't know because, so like Quasi, for example, I just know that because that's who I'm like talking to like right now. So like the people that I talk to at Quasi are skaters. You know what I mean? It's like, I would assume so. I don't, it's tough because those guys are like big. Like those brands are all going to be in the Zoomies. They're all going to be like, they're not just going to be in like a small shop. Like Primitive is huge. Primitive's doing collabs with anything, like everything. So
everything.
Yeah. And then April's not as big as them, but they're like on the same. And then it's Nigel Houston. So I'm sure, like, I don't think Nigel's doing much work on selling the boards, but somebody close to him probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's smaller scale than you think. Like, it's not like big corporations, I don't think. But yeah. And then, so like, then there's like distributors. So like, it's like Eastern Skate Supply. They basically have all, like, it's like a conglomerate of all these brands. And they support like the basically like the south, like the southeast, and essentially it's like if I can't fulfill an order from Baker for 500 boards, I can buy through them and it's smaller and I can basically buy what I pick and choose what I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like an awesome thing for smaller shops, and I think I would imagine anybody starting a shop or like doing anything like that has to go through those, because otherwise, some companies have these minimums that are like, there's no way you could fill unless you're like spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Are there any plans in your head or thoughts in your head about like start like having your own like Roadrunner boards and having like?
So I would love to do shop boards. Yeah, I'd love to do shop boards. I don't necessarily think I'm gonna be like do like a skate like company, but like sick shirts, like shop boards, definitely. I've got like, I'm working on new merch right now, like clothing, maybe like hats, a hoodie, stuff like that. Boards, I am in contact with people to make the boards. I just got to like finalize and make sure I've got everything that I want. And I'm like super, not like a perfectionist, but like I'm just really wary about just jumping into things because like we had this like first run of Roadrunner shirts and like they're all right. But I look at them, I'm like, oh, that's sure. Like, I'm like tired of it. You know, I don't know. We went through like some like third party and they didn't do it the way I wanted. And I love the shirts because like we made them. They represent us, but it's like, it could have been like the little thing could have been so much better. You know?
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a certain shirt from like a concert or something and it's like the dopest shirt ever and you're going to keep it for as long as you can, but it's like not one you like to wear often because it just like something about the fit is like a little boxy
fold it up and just. This is a memento. Yeah. It's not a t-shirt I wear. It's a memento.
Hang it up or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Would you say your time in college and like getting your degree and stuff, does it greatly benefit your day-to-day operation now, just whatever you've learned and gained through schooling in what you do?
I think, oh man, that's tough. That's a good question. Not if I would have went into like PR, but I didn't, so I'm not using my degree, I'm not, you know, I'm not like relying on that. I don't know. Not really. Dude, that's just such a good question.
I would say maybe the back end stuff, would you say? Just handling running a business is
Okay, so yeah. I also took like a bunch of business courses because that's what I was going to do, and like entrepreneurship courses and things like that. So like that stuff, definitely. But like at the same time, it's like a little bit of like a stepping stone, but I still have to figure everything out on my own still. It's like they don't teach you how to run a back office, your sales, the way that your computer works. They don't teach you how to do it, your insurance, you know,
or payroll programs. Yeah, payroll, or
come on, no. So it's like, it helps because like the most that it helps, I think, is like with like relationships and like just like conducting yourself. I don't know.
Maybe discipline.
Yeah, discipline. It definitely helps, but it's not like, could I be doing what I'm doing without it? Probably. You know what I mean? Like I don't think that it's like make or break it. I'm not gonna tell all these kids that you've got to go do this. You can figure it out however you need to figure it out, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
What do you mean?
You using what you learned in school?
Every day.
Yeah.
You for sure.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say I know you do.
Definitely. Yeah.
Do you have any other plans as far as expansion or like any just like goals in your mind?
Yeah. Dreams? I just want to like just keep like just stay like on this like nice like streak of how we're doing. Like I don't want to set like these crazy high goals because it's retail at the end of the day, and it's like still a small business, so you know it's gonna have its ups and downs and it's good and bad. So I just like, I'm very like happy with things just being like just working, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And like yeah, the merchandise, that's like the number one, that's like next, but it like should have been like, well, you know, should have been already be done, but yeah that's next. And like I said, like If the new park opens, I'd love to have something closer to Bonita because that's like really my stomping grounds, you know. So, but that's also another huge task to take on.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. One day maybe it'll make sense.
Yeah,
it'll all just fall into play.
Exactly.
I do remember what I was gonna ask. Was there ever a point in learning everything? Because I can only imagine how much of a task it is to like open up a business and have to learn all that stuff yourself.
Yeah.
Can you remember a time when it was like super overwhelming or like a time where it was just like you were questioning whether, other than the flooding and stuff, when you didn't know if it was going to work?
Yeah. So like pretty much just like from the beginning, it's like coming up with money for a first, last security deposit.
Yeah.
Like, and then like when it's time for payroll, when it's like, okay, who's going to work here? You know, it's everything. It's less overwhelming now, but like, just like the first like probably 6 months were like really like I was so stressed, and at that point I was still like, I was like trying to balance like coaching lacrosse, skating, finishing up school. Finishing up like the last bit of school, and then opening this business, and it was hectic, and working AC. It was hectic.
Wow.
It was hectic, but it was.
You were coaching lacrosse too at that time.
Yeah. My day to day was like usually like, so I'd wake up 8, then I go from like 8 to 2, probably 2, 3, maybe sometimes 4 o'clock would be AC. Then I go to the store. Like, I try to get there at 3, but it'll say I had a long AC day. I couldn't. But then I'd open the store at like 3 to 8. Lacrosse practice started at 7:30. So I would be like here, there. Get home from lacrosse at like, we stay and like talk to the players afterwards. I probably got home every night at like 11.
Wow. Jeez. And then have schoolwork on top of that. Were you doing all your stuff virtually?
Yeah. That was nice. And then but for lacrosse, we travel. So I was coaching at FGCU. So they travel like every year. They go to like Atlanta. They go to Atlanta, Nashville, like the Carolinas, Jackson, everywhere.
Jeez.
Not just like everywhere, but all over the country.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. And I just this year had to like stop doing lacrosse. And it's like bittersweet because I miss like doing that. But on the same hand, like I have so much more time. Like I can finally like fall in love with skating again. Like,
yeah.
It's like the sickest. So that's like the number one thing I'm so stoked on. I can't even stress it enough. Like, I get to like just like skate. I know it sounds so cliche, but like,
we need that. Because when we're in those grinds of just like having that just bing 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 going from one place to another, it gets lost. Like sometimes it almost makes skating more difficult when you do have a day or like a couple hours to sit and skate. It's almost like feels like another chore on your task list opposed to just like, I'm gonna go skate today. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So then are you still doing HVAC stuff now?
Yeah.
So now it's just your day job and the shop?
Yep.
Dude, that's so much more relaxed.
So much more. It's I can't even complain anymore. It's nice. It's work, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a grind though, dude. You're grinding. Yeah. I like that. And you grind that before was a grind. I can't even believe that the school was, on top of all that, dude. Jeez.
I was beat.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's a motivator for me because I'm going into a season now to where like I've been a little anxious about because I work full time at a school and I'm gonna help run the YMCA summer camp over the summer, and then I'm going back to school to finish up the last tail end of my degree. So I'm gonna kind of be in that where it's like school, day job, you know, skate when I can, and you know, do the podcast.
Listen, bro, you're gonna handle it just fine, bro, for sure.
I appreciate it, dude. For sure, bro. It's definitely anxiety inducing, but it's you know, I feel like we get put in these positions for a reason, you know, and it's because we're gonna. We can handle them. You know what I mean? We can, if we can't right now, the process is going to grow us to be a person where we can handle it.
If you can do blunt on that quarter in the shop first try, you can handle whatever, bro.
Thanks, bro.
I promise, bro.
Dude.
I promise.
Dude, I feel so blessed whenever I have a skate session and like I'm still... Dude, just like through the knee injuries and everything, like the fact that I am skating better than I was before the injuries and stuff, like... I can't. I apologized to him yesterday when we skated because I was getting mad just because I couldn't land certain tricks. It just wasn't really working. And I like apologized because I hate getting in those modes. I just want to like appreciate every day on my board because we don't always have them. Exactly. But dude. Like when I really think in hindsight, it's like I can still push around and like skate normally. Yeah. It's you know, it's a blessing. I can't ever be mad about that. You
exactly.
know?
You like roll an ankle and you're out for like a week and you're like, this is. What am I gonna do?
Yeah,
and then you go like try to go back, and then you just do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So sick,
dude. I did see on the agenda for one of the summer camp days. I think it's only it's a whole week, but I think I'm only scheduled one day that week. It's a like a day on wheels or something.
Yeah,
and it says like kids bring your rollerblades, your whatever, and in the bottom it says skateboards, and I was like, yes, sir.
So sick.
Make sure you work in that day.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be cool. It's right at the end of summer too, so it's right after Street League actually. I think is when they're
really
doing that. Yeah, gonna have to give.
Yeah, I saw you guys are going.
Yes, we got the ticket up on the wall.
So sick. Yeah.
Yeah, we got. He posted the confirmation page so we don't forget.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can't wait, dude. It's legendary, man.
Yeah. You guys see that Braden Hobine is gonna be in it?
What? Yes, I did see that. Yeah, yes, like we actually
last minute addition. Yeah.
We just finished watching. Yeah. He just watched it and saw the tricks Braden Hoban did on that hubba.
That's what got him in, right? Winning that.
I think so.
Probably what got him in that.
It's nice, like, dude. So like my thing is like I think he's gonna put it down because it's more like best trick now. You know, it was like more runs before. Now it's like best trick heavy.
Yeah.
Right. It's like one run and four best trick. Right.
Yeah, I think it's your best four scores count out of two run attempts and.
I thought they cut one run off. Maybe I'm tripping.
Was it just one run? Whenever
I might be tripping, Jacks.
I remember it being way shorter. Yeah, I think they
cut one run off. I could be completely wrong, but I think they might have. I think they cut one run off.
I think they did.
Yeah, dude.
They keep making it shorter and shorter.
Yeah
they do.
Because I liked when it was like, if it isn't anymore, I liked when it was like two run attempts then like six best trick attempts because then it made it so you could like give it your all both runs, hopefully get like close to a nine, and then you'd have six attempts to get like, three more good scores.
Like different stuff suits different people. Like, like a line, like you got Shane O'Neill, like Nigel, they can go skate around a park and not fall off their board.
Mm-hmm.
But like you have other guys who maybe they have like their best tricks are just like insane. You know what I mean? It's like Jamie Foy's not going to coast around a park and be able to do tricks like Shane O'Neill. But in best trick, he could put some stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's cool. They do a good job.
Yeah.
The judging was a little sus the last few.
Oh, I know. People were getting so mad at the crowd the last one we went to in Jacksonville. people were like booing at the run score aloud.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
I love when I'm watching them like on YouTube and whenever like Jeff Rowley or Chris Cole is a judge, I love when they see a run or a trick happen and they're like, that was gnarly. That is that is incredible. And then they see the judges score. Yeah. And one time I remember Jeff Rowley just straight up was like, no, the judges got that one wrong.
Yeah.
They should really look at that score again.
That's probably going to be a 9. It's like a 7. Like, it's crazy.
There was one, I don't remember what year or stop it was, but they Kelvin Hoffler like did say, he should have been like up there top first or second place.
He's so good.
Insanely good.
Super, like, he's in SLS, but he's slept on for the SL for like being in SLS and being like so good. He's super slept on.
Mm-hmm. His board control, dude. Yeah. It's like it's like a soccer player, like how a soccer player can use his feet like that. That's how that dude can just kickflip into a crook,
like, or like Hurricane, like every try.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Yeah,
he's good.
He is, dude. And I feel I feel like he is slept on too.
Yeah,
super slept on. Does he have a part?
I have never seen a Kelvin Hoffler street fart.
We looked it up the other day, remember?
I'm not sure if there is one, though.
I think he had one drop like 4 years ago, but hasn't had one since then.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some 2022 Kelvin Hoffler street stuff.
He'd shut down some ledges.
Yeah, definitely.
Any predictions? Any predictions? I know it's early, but on Skater of the Year?
Skater of the Year?
Early call-outs, yeah.
What month is it?
May.
It's a long time.
Dude, it's already like
7 months left.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's already almost halfway into the year. Dude, I don't know. It's hard to tell because a lot of dudes will wait until like the back half of the year and the last couple months leading up to like November, December to really show what they've been up to. I'm really stoked to see what Nige's been doing.
Yeah.
Because he surprises us every time he drops a part, and his last part was Till Death. Mm-hmm. So it's like whatever he's gonna drop next has to be up to his standard, you know.
And when did that drop too?
Till Death was like 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah, I think so.
And that was like one of the craziest video parts of all time.
He does crazy stuff. He's wild. Like mastery of skateboarding. I'm just like, he's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know who the Dern brothers are?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
They rip too.
Yeah.
They're people who, like Nigel, when I'm watching them skate, I'm like, how do you even look at a spot and think that's skateable at some point, dude?
But it's just, like, hectic.
Yeah. No, like not,
everything is hectic.
Yeah.
So sick.
And how Kanan Dern will selfie film. He just posted one today on Instagram, him doing a front 270 lip.
Yeah.
Selfie filmed. And it's funny because he tagged himself. He put the little hand emoji and he tagged Kanan Dern.
Yeah, that's nutty.
Oh, and all of a sudden they do it at their house.
Dude,
their house.
It's like every other day they're doing something else off the roof.
Dude.
Every other day you see a clip of something else off the roof.
I need to go to their YouTube channel because I think their brother, Destin Dern, films their stuff.
Yeah,
and I never really watched their YouTube, but it's probably fire. The three of them just killing it, doing wacky stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
What a sanctuary, dude. What a place to live. Their backyard is like the sickest little...
Amazing.
I wonder what it... It looks janky on a video, but it looks like it'd be like fire to skate.
It's probably one of those things where if you go there, you probably couldn't do much, but if you lived there and skated every day, it'd be like one of those things.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Madhouse. Like first time I skated the Madhouse, it was like tough to skate, but I feel like if you skate there more, you kind of like learn how slick the ramps are, the flow of it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We need a damn park.
Yeah.
We say that like every episode.
Yeah, it's facts though.
Right now,
I think my early Sody is Braden Hoban.
It could be.
Could be.
He's up there.
Yeah. Ripping.
If he puts out another couple parts, he's insane. But it's so hard to say, it's hard to put any, to say a newer, young guy is going to do something because then there's, what if Tiago has just clips he's sitting on?
Yeah.
You don't even know what that's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Crazy. Skateboarding is crazy.
It is, man. Mm-hmm. So is. I know, especially we were just watching that Hubba thing and Vincent Malou was killing it. And when we went and watched Jacksonville in person, it's just so hit or miss, dude.
Yeah.
It's so hit or miss. Skateboarding is so hit or miss.
We're sometimes they won't even make the finals.
No, perfect example of that is Deshaun Jordan.
Yeah.
So not in the street though. In the street he's buck. Mm-hmm. But he'll have this crazy run with step off the last minute or a trick that he does perfect every time, the board slide up the rail, he'll step off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's either a 9 or it's like he it's like not good because he stepped off.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's crazy because you watch him, and I watch him with my jaws on the floor. Like the tricks he, like the tricks he does so consistently are like not tricks that you should be
doing. I know, dude. I know. His go-tos are like big heels and lasers off. Yeah. It's like, wow.
That's like just regular. Mm-hmm. Like, do you see the in the Hubba Hideout? It's like he's warming up with tray flip 50.
Yeah.
And he does it like three times. Yeah, like the first time his trucks weren't quite on, second time they're a little off, and then he just does it perfect.
Imagine how much sketchier that is to just ride, like, think you're locked into a 50 and you're just rolling down.
I know. Like, I was screaming, pay up, here.
Yeah. His last video part kind of got slept on. I was talking to somebody about that the other day because, like, who else is doing, like, laser backlip in the street?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Have you ever even seen that before? I've never seen anybody do that before.
And the fact that he does lasers like a tray flip. Yeah. Like he can do them down like the 10 stair big section or 12 stair or whatever.
Yeah.
A tray flip down a 12 stair is really tough. Yeah. A laser flip down a 12 stair is like unheard of.
Dude, ollie down a 12 stair. Yeah. Walk down a 12 stair is tough.
My trip real ankle.
Yeah. You never know.
Dude, did you see TJ Rogers?
Yeah.
TJIF?
Fuck.
So sick, dude. So sick.
Yeah.
You got to watch it. We should watch it after this, honestly. He does a trick at Hollywood 16 that's never been done that I can't even fathom. Rail? Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Imagine going backside from a nolly over a fence down a 16 stair.
He has the funniest outfits.
Yeah. Like, the smallest wife beaters and the giant.
Yeah. But he puts it down. That video was good. Really good.
It really was. He's another one that
Yeah.
I know he's been going through medical stuff this year, but he could drop another part at the end of the year or something and blow everyone away. Yeah. Kelly Hart on the Nine Club always says how TJ Rogers has so much footage just stacked up. And he was talking about that part for the longest time on the Nine Club, like just wait till you see what he's about to drop. And we saw.
It's like you can just you can just list so many skaters off. It's like, oh, he could probably win Sony. Oh, it's just a matter of who's dropping stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy.
Whoever lands their bangers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so even the people who have won Sony before, what do they have? They might still have clips ready to go.
Ashad.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
You can never rule out Ashad,
Jamie Foy, Tyshawn.
Udo could drop another 3 points.
Udo.
Yeah.
Udo could literally have all the stuff he did last year and just do it again, probably.
Yeah.
Just this time it's all a nollie. Most of it was, but, he's doing it.
Literally.
It's crazy.
Do you watch Battle of the Barracks?
Yeah.
Any predictions for that?
I don't see how someone like Jamie Griffin could lose in a game of skate. But, obviously it happens, but, the tricks that kid does are insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We did our predictions a couple episodes ago, and that was one, Jamie Griffin versus Johnny Geiger hadn't happened yet, that was one I kind of just, ruled out, because I was
Johnny Geiger is so crazy.
Yeah, and I was I don't even know if those will happen, because they're, overseas, and,
they're
trying to do the finals June 21st, so, I didn't think those battles would even happen, but they did, and now Jamie is in LA.
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna just get him done.
Yeah. So he very well could win it, because he's got the fact that he beat Johnny Geiger is pretty crazy,
right?
Because that guy has got every single flip trick.
And Nick Tucker, I don't know if you've seen, but Nick Tucker backed out. He got he's going through something, so he backed out.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder
so
if
now
he got hurt.
P-Rod, I think so. So now P-Rod jumped to the finalists.
Wow.
Whoa.
Because now that P-Rod, I don't know if you've seen the recent one, but P-Rod beat Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
So now it was going to be P-Rod and Nick Tucker, but now it's going to be P-Rod versus...
Yeah, you can't play Legion of Doom again.
Yeah.
P-Rod's getting up against all the ankle injuries.
Well, no, he was supposed to go up against Tori Pudwo. Tori got injured.
Yeah, so he faced Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times they sub.
Oh, true.
I get the Legion of Doom thing, but I'm so overseeing the Legion of Doom.
I kind
of
am too.
It's I don't know, I'm just over it. How many times can Chris Cole beat the Legion of Doom?
Yeah. And it's, changed, where before it was, it seemed like it was, 10 dudes that were just, whoever was at the barracks that day, and then the one Chris Cole played was, five really gnarly dudes.
Yeah, it's, Seba and, Felipe Gustavo. Manny, yeah.
Manny, and then who's the other dude? Ivan Monteiro.
And then the dude on Santa Cruz. What's his name? Oh, my... Mario McCoy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then this one was just three dudes. Yeah. This was Legion of Doom. Was just
those
three
dudes collectively, don't you think they should be winning?
Yeah.
Mickey
Papa and all that.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. No, honestly.
Yeah, we'll see. I predicted that Seva was going to win the whole
Seva
thing.
Seva's insanely good at skateboarding.
But I don't know, because I think, now that I say that, I think pretty much any of Seva's, like, knife-to-the-gut tricks, Jamie Griffin could probably do.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is, like, Jamie Griffin doesn't have to do them pretty. He's just got to land them.
Yeah.
Like, his feet can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a trick he couldn't do.
He's really figured out the board like that.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's crazy, too, because he was the kid that was, like, everyone would see on the carpet, like, in the shed or whatever, like, doing all these things. Yeah. And then he dropped that part while rolling or whatever he called it, where it was an actual street part and blew everyone away. Yeah. Now look at him.
I watched that, and, like, I was like, oh, what's he going to do? Like, triple flip, like, all this stuff. And I'm, like, hating, like, going into it, like, I'm not going to like this. It's too much going on. And I'm like, okay, he just made that look like a good trick. And it's, like, stuff that I usually would be like, I can't even watch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Crazy,
because a lot of times those circus trick style things are like, they don't look very good, so it's just, it's like sick. It's like, oh, you flipped your board four times, but like,
I appreciate this, I understand it's good, but like, I don't need to see it, really. Just tell me you did it.
That's what's cool, though, is like just seeing how people are taking these like wild just Hail Mary tricks and they're making them like regular go-tos and like putting one, style with them.
There's another dude on like Santa Cruz, he's like a YouTube guy, but he does like, I think he, what does he do, like, he's doing like pressure flips, but like down huge like gaps, like super consistently. Oh my gosh, what's his name? I don't know. He's a big gap dude, but he's like, I mean, he's like a young kid, like LA kid, but I can't even think of what his name is.
You know Jeff DeCesare?
Yeah.
Jeff Wan Song. He's another one that like, I honestly used to like hate on it a little bit because it was like he would do like triple flips down 12 stairs and stuff, but it was like, the style just wasn't there for me. But now seeing him, I'm just like, okay, you.
Yeah, you got
stamp
it.
Of approval. Exactly. I cannot deny that.
I have no pride. You proved me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. And like, or like Dylan Jabe. You guys see Dylan Jabe? Like, like, what is better than that? Like, imagine his street part.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, because he makes stuff look like it's like easy. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude's got to have incredibly strong legs. Seeing how he just, like, hops up into manual and, like...
Yeah. Like, and, like, the stuff he does is so tasteful. Like, he'll, like, do, like, I don't know, like, 5-0, like, kickflip out, right? But then come and do, like, fakey 5-0 kickflip out. Like, it's just, like, the perfect... I don't know. He's good.
He's really good at doing Mike Moe, the, like... yeah, the, like, Mike Moe of this generation. Because he can do the things where he'll, like, do a crazy tech ledge trick, and then the way he lands will be just perfectly set up to, like, nollie backside flip.
Yes.
It's, like...
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Board control like no one else.
Yeah.
Hyped to see his video part.
Yeah. That's like another, like, thing that, like, in skateboarding, it was, like, the, like, super, like, or, like, overly easy style, where it was, like, kind of played out. You know what I mean? It's like too try hard or whatever. But like Dylan Jabe does it so well, and then like Carl Akins does that so good.
Yeah.
Like his style, he's like, it's literally art. Or like Hitor de Silva on Palace. It's like art. Watching those guys skate. Ugh,
did crazy. You see Sour Solutions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the guy? What's the guy's name?
Gustav.
Yes. Tonneson? Yes. Oh my, yeah. Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah. That guy's the same way. We're like, he's just so graceful with it.
Yeah, but he's so like crazy. The tech stuff he does is
He did a line I put on my Instagram story. Yeah. He does a line where he like does a little like hop nose grind on a ledge.
Yeah.
And then he does a back tail to nose slide, like a backside tail slide to nose slide.
Yeah.
And but the way he does it wasn't like he just whipped it around to barely touch the nose. Yeah. He like went straight, full tail, full nose, popped out. Next level.
I remember I don't know what the last video, it was an Adidas video he was in, and I thought it was really cool. Maybe it was like corny, I don't know. But he's puts all his like a lot of his clips on Instagram, right? And everyone's like against, this is like when everyone's like, keep your skate clips in videos, don't put on Instagram. But so he like, it's like vertical. The filming starts vertical of him on the phone, like it's the Instagram clip, and then it turned into the like long lens, like the wide.
Oh, that's sick!
So sick. Yeah, I don't remember what it was like. A clip at where was it? Oh, I don't remember. It was overseas somewhere, but it was like it starts out filmed from like the phone angle, and then it like comes out. It's so
that's really cool editing.
It's so sick. Such like a chunk, like tongue in cheek. Like it's still here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sick. So sick.
Dude, I'm gonna have to clip some of these. So I'm going to have to like put little clips of some of these tricks we're talking about because we're describing them. You know, we've got to let them see it too. So if you're not on the YouTube channel, go to the YouTube channel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Audio is great, but video is better.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know who rips around here that I was telling him is Mondo.
Dude,
every time I skate with Mondo recently, I'm like, dude, you pull out those, like, his, like, we'll just be chilling, and he's, like, doing some shit I've never seen. I'm like, bro, what?
Mondo's, every time I see Mondo, he, like, rolls by, I'm like, dude, you're on one. I don't even know what to say. Like,
what did you eat for breakfast?
Yeah, and it's like, I just laugh. Like, I'm just like, okay, Mondo's doing Mondo stuff again.
Yeah. That's a good way to describe it.
I can't even think of the tricks that he...
Because that's why it's crazy, because usually we have, like, tricks that we'll do, you know, like, the people will see us do if we go to the skate park, or, like, we have our, like, little routines we'll go through, and most skaters do, but Mondo's one that, like, I feel like he's just got this giant bag of tricks that he'll just, like, look into and be like, today I'm going to do these three that no one's ever seen, like, and okay, I'll put those away.
So, like, he'll do a line, right? And it'll be, like, some, like, techie, like front heel, tail, like, you know what I mean? Like, stuff, and then, like... Let's say there's a quarter. He'll go up and do like this, like pop up his board, split it around. Jack. It's like he's all over the place, but it's all just like you're watching it. Like this guy is on one.
Yeah.
Like I don't. Mondo is so good.
I saw him trying at the ends one night. I saw him trying a nollie. I think he was trying a nollie front shove to blunt and to fakie or something. And I didn't end it. I didn't
on
end
the
up,
7-footers.
No. On the littler one. Wow. But I didn't end up seeing him land it. He probably did land it, but I haven't seen him do that trick since. It's like it's just the one time he was just doing it.
It's still there. It's definitely still there.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I met him, I was like, I went to the ends, and he, someone's like pointed at me like, that guy did hard flip disaster, like over like the gap from like the big, there's like a big roll in and like little quarter. He did a hard flip from the big roll in. Disaster on the quarter, on the small quarter, and I'm like looking at it like what and then he rolls over and he's like shows me the clip. I'm like, oh my lord, like you literally did that.
Wow,
he's crazy. He was trying, I won't say it in case he's like waiting for footage to drop, but he was trying to trick down the Harborside nine stair. And it was one of those tricks where it's just like circus trick. No one else is going. That's definitely the best thing that's happened down the stairs.
Dude, he's crazy.
I hope he lands it because I think he's battled it like a few times now.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Do you have any trick that is like a dream trick for you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is it?
All right. Shove, front nose, nollie front 180 out. Nice and simple, but...
I like that.
Yeah, show on the tech deck.
So, boom. Wait. Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah,
just
that's
nice and
with one solid motion,
too.
Yeah.
You can even be at the end of the ledge. Or just... But...
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's the sickest trick.
Heck yeah. Dude. Can you do shove nose grinds? Pop shove nose grinds?
Yes, but I cannot land them.
That's
no,
a crazy
one. I can pop into it pretty consistently, but like... I cannot get off. And I definitely am not going to go back on 80 out. But no. Shove 50s is easy. Shove nose grind is not.
Dude,
easy.
That one's tough for me. Shove 50? Yeah. It's hard.
I just really treat it like a regular shove. Like, I just, like, in my brain, tell myself, just do the shove and stand on it. And the way your board hits, like, pops, just it shoots you forward. I'm not going to give you tips because... It's the other way around, buddy. Yeah. The other way around, buddy.
Is the GoPro still recording or did it?
No, I think the SD card's full on the GoPro. So it shut off like right at the beginning.
True. But
so whatever. Self-produced. Hey.
DIY. Skater style. Same.
We do what we can do.
Yes.
We'll make up for it by putting little skate
clips
throughout the episode.
Yeah. I got to think of who does the most perfect front shove front nose.
Yeah.
For real.
Anything else you want to get into before we wrap it up?
No. You?
No, I'm good. I'm just happy to be here, guys. For real, thank you.
Appreciate you for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude, this was dope.
Like, I saw you got your DM. I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm interesting enough to talk for an hour about, but let's go ahead and do it.
Dude, we need it because, like, where we live, dude, it's kind of weird how, like, we live in a place that, like, has a skate scene, you know? Like, there's some interesting little sectors of people around here, but we just don't have, like, the... It's like not all knit together, you know, by like skate parks and stuff like that.
Dude, when I opened the shop, that was like one of the most like prominent things I realized. And I'm like, this is weird. It was like, this was weird, but I think it's better than it was. Like, I don't know. It was a little bit weird at first, but like, I'm like everybody, yo, like I could watch anybody from any clique of anything, anybody I don't even like skate, and I'm like, let's go.
That's how it should be, and that's how, like, it's cool whenever we get to go down to, like, the Madhouse or something, because, like, those, they've, like, got, yeah, like, they've got their thing going on and everything, like, we don't make it down there often, but when we can, it's just, I just love that it's a little community, you know, like not a day has passed.
I have to make it down there. Alex is pretty tight with Alex, and like, he's like, always trying to get me out there, but like I said, I'm busy 24/7.
Yeah, dude.
But I gotta get down.
Me and Kyle keep saying it's like going there feels like going to like a new level in a Tony Hawk video game or something, because it's just like, dude, they got this warehouse, they got that warehouse, they're like just all shredding and gnarly music going on.
I know. I look at the, I just watch the stories all day, and like Alex and Max, they're all over the place, like, ripping,
shredding.
I'm like, what would I do if I go there? Skate flat,
dude. It's even gnarlier in person. I know. To see, like, them cruise it.
It's like, I just like, I'm trying, but I can't keep up with those guys.
Dude, you'd have fun though, man. It flows really nice, even just to like go and just cruise the ramps and like go up the vert wall and come down and do a little 50.
So fun. So fun. I know. I missed that last concert they had. I was going to go to that.
Me too. I couldn't make
it. Yeah. I was in Philly and I got 3 flights canceled.
Jeez.
Dang. Yeah. I was stuck there for like 2 days. It sucked.
That's the worst.
Yeah. It's all right though. It's Philly, so it's cool, but it also sucked.
Yeah. And see, like, we don't have the biggest audience, but I feel like if anyone listening did not know what Roadrunner is, and now they're like, oh, there is like a local place I can go to like check out some skate gear and like, you know, hang out, meet people, you know, like meet some other skaters and stuff. If even like one person hears this and they now know about it, then it's like, sick. We did something. Oh, yeah. You know
what
I mean?
Thank you.
And it's hard for like the younger generation, because like us adults, like we can get out to Naples, I can drive out to the Madhouse and like meet up with them, but it's like kids don't have the luxury to like go and meet all of us and stuff, because they've got parents and everything, so I hope that it can continue, the skate scene around here can continue to like progress to a point where there are skate parks and a skate shop is a place where like a mom might bring her 2 sons who are learning to skate,
exactly,
and, you know, and it can be bigger than it is right now. Maybe sick. One day.
So sick. I'm so happy to be here and do this for real.
We're glad to have you, dude. We're going before we wrap it up, you can look at this camera and you can plug anything, like websites or social medias or anything you want to.
I'm just gonna do it like a 90s like mixtape. I'm just gonna do all my shout outs. No, I'm playing. Now?
Yeah, whatever you want.
I guess go check out Roadrunner Curated on Instagram. It's at @Roadrunner_curated. That's really all I got to promote, you know?
Heck yeah. Run it up.
Yes, sir.
And the shop, can you give the address of the shop? Or
Wait, let me just read it out. Read it out so I don't make a mistake.
If you're in the San Carlos Park area, it's right in your neck of the woods. Yeah. You could walk there.
Yeah, right by the Little Caesars.
Yeah.
So it's 19451 South Tamiami Trail, Unit 113.
And it is a dope spot.
Stop by, check it out. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, place is sick.
If you come after 6, you might be able to skate.
You. Where can they find us at, Danny?
You can find us at City of Palms Podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts, or find us on YouTube. Watch us on YouTube. Subscribe. New episodes every Monday.
You can see the studio.
Follow the YouTube, or follow the Instagram to watch highlight clips, too. Check us out. And hit him with that outro biscuit. It's episode 120.